Hey, nice to see you again. This is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio. Welcome back to Lost Arts Radio Live, and hope you're having a good weekend so far, or whatever part of the week it is and the part of the world that you're in, depending on when you're listening. And this is a place we meet on Saturdays to go over some of the important things that have happened during the week, just ended in the news, because most of us don't have that much time to listen to all of it, and most of the media channels are totally corrupted at this point and designed very subtly to be misleading and everything. If you want a more comprehensive look at the U.S. and the world events, I would definitely favor independent media, and there's a lot of good ones now, fortunately becoming the real media, replacing the old corrupt ones, and a lot of brave reporters going different parts of the world and actually showing you, you know, even with their cell phones, look, here's what's happening. I'm not twisting it or anything. This is what they're doing. Look, you can see it. And that's really valuable. That's what the media is supposed to be. The biggest one that you know that I recommend, I still recommend it, even though there's a lot of people that think that I'm crazy for that and are, you know, hating me for it or whatever. It doesn't really matter. They need to watch what they want to watch. But and I have to tell you before I mention it again that if I talk a little bit strange and I separate people's names, first name from last name, and use other indirect terminology, it's because trying not to get banned off the air right away if possible, because we can reach more of you if we're still on the major platforms, you know, YouTube and Facebook and things like that. So it's not that I'm trying to remember the rest of a person's name, is that they've been programmed into the bot systems for anybody that mentions them, especially telling the truth about them, gets banned. And amazingly, we're still here, but I shouldn't assume that we're going to be here more than, you know, just the current present. If you ever see us gone from here and it's just a big, you know, blank where we used to be, check out brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com, and lostartsradio.com, our main site. You should be able to figure out where to keep following us if you want to. So looking quickly in our limited time at interesting trends this week, definitely there's still a lot happening with the big tech and the social media giants with the censorship and all that. I've got too much to cover here, and I'm kind of looking and seeing what we want to do, what we want to put emphasis on. Certainly the main independent media channel that I wanted to recognize, in spite of the fact that people think it's terrible, some of them, is a site, the first part of which is called Info, short for information, and the second part is called Wars. I think you can put those together. It's a friend of ours named Alex runs that. He's running over 100 people now, and it's just an incredible service to the world, as hated as it is, and the major media has made sure that it's as hated as possible and knocked off all major channels, but you can still find it at that site that I just mentioned, the Info, and then the second part, warsafterthat.com, and slash show. And if you watch it there, it's like, I think it's a loop that's like watching a live show, and you don't know where you're going to catch it. But you can see it also on BitChute, BitChute. They haven't managed to ban it off that. And you go to a man's channel. His first name is Ron, and his last name is Gibson. And you go there, and all 6 days of the news show are there. Definitely a very valuable resource, I would say. With all the criticisms, I've, you know, they don't hold water to me. I've been watching his work very carefully for 18 years, a little more than that now, and I talked to him a few times, and the courage and honesty and historical knowledge that he has are totally amazing. I mean, I try to catch up with it a little bit in some ways, and reading as many biographies and historical accounts and all kinds of things as I can fit in during the day, but he's way ahead of me on that stuff, so I still recommend him. I know his work has averted a couple of nuclear catastrophes that I'm aware of, and also, without his followers, the current president wouldn't have gotten elected for sure. There's no way. And we would have all probably departed from this planet due to nuclear war that Hillary was openly announcing she was ready to start in Syria. Although she's apparently considering running again. And she could actually succeed at it in a couple of ways that we'll get into. So on this show, we don't at all try to do any kind of comprehensive review, but just choose some representative developments that give us like a clue to what's going on around us in the world. And one, I think, really significant story that's developed this week that hopefully some of you may have already heard of is that there's a bill that was presented in the legislature in Virginia, in their House of Representatives, and it's from a Democrat named Kathy Tran, and it fully legalizes abortion. I put that in quotes, which you'll understand soon, right up to the moment of birth, and actually, since they figure nobody will really care about it, right after birth as well. So the governor was clarifying that in a news conference, I think, some kind of a conference he was having on video. I got to watch it, and he was saying, yeah, it's very approved medically. You know, it puts the important choices for what a woman does with her own body back in the hands of a woman. And I have to apologize. I'm probably going to offend some people with this broadcast because I have to tell you the truth. And you don't have to agree with me or watch me or anything like that. If you all want to leave, you know, I totally understand. But I have to tell you the truth. And there's satanic stuff going on with this kind of development. And the reason I brought it up as something worth covering is actually because it's representative of a larger trend. So anyway, this governor named Ralph Northam, who is a Democrat, of course, because for some reason, the Democrats, for the most part, seem to be totally in support of anything that pushes abortion. So abortion, I said in quotes before, because the governor explained, yes, it's done exactly right according to medical principles. You know, the baby gets born, and then they make it very comfortable. It's all fine. It's happy. It, right? Not he or she. And put in a safe place. And then the doctors, who are really the ultimate authority on morals and ethics and everything, and they have ethics boards to prove that, they have a conference with the mother. I guess they could talk to the father, too, if he's still around, but maybe mainly the mother, and they decide whether to kill the baby or not. In other words, whether to do the abortion, right? And so they've come out clearly, as Alex was talking about for years, maybe more than 10 years, that this was definitely happening. Now it's wide out in the open. And if the mother feels stressed or, excuse me, that it would negatively impact her mental health. In other words, she doesn't feel like dealing with it or whatever. That's up to her. Then they'll go and murder the baby. And they don't say exactly how, but the ways that they murder the baby before it's born is probably a clue to how they would do it after it's born. There's a great video that we just posted on lostartsradio.com from a lady named Patriot Nurse. We're trying to get a hold of her to be on Lost Arts Radio in the near future because she's very inspiring and she's talking about this. I recommend looking at it. It's on the site. So anyway, the governor, Ralph Northam, explained all about it. CNN actually showed him in that, at least part of the conference, but they put that he was a Republican, I guess, because they didn't want to make it look bad for Democrats, but he's not a Republican, he's a Democrat. Not that it matters. I mean, I take exception with him, whether he's a Republican or anything. I mean, that's so irrelevant. It's not a partisan or religious question or anything, or it shouldn't be. And the governor is just saying that makes the woman finally able to make decisions about her own body. Well, The baby's not her own body. It's the baby's body. It's a different body. That's why it comes out and there's two bodies. And even inside the womb, now with the high def 4G ultrasound and things like that, you can see it's a baby. I mean, for anybody that was dumb enough not to know before, of course it's a baby. It's not tissue. It's not an extra fingernail or something like that. It's not a thing. It's what you were before you got born too. And me and all of us, that's a stage you go through once you're conceived. The cells don't proliferate unless you're there in consciousness. And that's what lines up the genes. And that's another long story. But there isn't any such thing as conception without the presence of the actual person, animal, or whatever it is there. There wouldn't be any development of the cells otherwise. So anyway, the governor says it's just fine. The fetus, which is obviously a baby, but he wants to call it a fetus so you'll think it's a thing, is made very comfortable until they kill it if the woman decides to give the order to kill it. And amazingly, it's a woman that proposed this bill. So anybody says this is coming from, you know, evil men or something, it's not. In fact, the governor clarified that it would keep the decisions about the woman's body, right, which this thing just came out of, but it's still her body. The evil men, most of the legislators being men, would be making this decision about the woman's body, which it's not. And now, fortunately, it'll be in the hands of the woman, and that's wonderful. So, you know, calling it anything but murder is just totally incredible. And it's a major statement about the consciousness of society in general. There are people like Patriot Nurse who understand that it's not a thing or a part of the woman's body and that it's murder, but a lot of people don't. And major corporate networks that are, they're not news media. They're the mouthpiece of a handful of global corporations. They're really behind it, which is a clue to what's going on, or it should be. Many of us have been saying for a lot of years that the baby is still a baby, even if it's smaller, not ready to breathe air at the moment. It's part of the sacred role of the mother. And it starts at conception, and it's not about religion. You know, you should have the perception to know that, even if you are illiterate and never read a book in your life, including the Bible or anything else, this does not come from religion. It's like self-evident, like the sky is blue. Okay, and people will fight viciously to say, no, it's a thing, and it's great to kill it. And in fact, Alex had a great video session taping people, or videoing people, they say, I guess, outside a Planned Parenthood facility where they kill more babies than anybody else in the world, as far as I know, and then make money selling the parts after that. You get a lot of money by chopping a baby up and selling the parts, in case you didn't know, it's really true. And not telling the mothers about the benefits of abortion and the fact... benefits of adoption and the fact that you can get a lot of money in many cases as the mother if you're willing to give up the baby for adoption. There's people and agencies ready to pay for that, and that doesn't get talked about too much. So I guess what I'm getting at here partly is the party line thinking. You know, for some reason, almost all the Democrats are in favor of the abortion stuff and think it's part of the woman's body. And they, in other words, they don't think. They just memorize the party line. It's like a lot of Republicans don't really understand the real environmental issues, and they think they're all silly. They recognize maybe that there's a scam of global warming and climate change, but they don't recognize the real part of it that's actually happening. And I'm just trying to shake everybody out of the trance and say it's too late now in what's going on in the world for us to be that unconscious. It's just it's not going to work. We're not going to turn things around in time if we fall for the subtle hypnosis that's going on through the media and other less obvious channels. that we're supposed to hate each other, and you know, the main point is to argue and prove that the other person's an idiot and they're wrong. That's really dumb. We need to not waste our time on that. All of us have the same interests as humans on the planet for life and having a satisfying and happy experience here and taking care of the kids and the other life forms on the planet. I don't know what there is to argue about, really. If we just recognize it's a program to fight and to hate each other and, you know, to be racist, which is really stupid, because we're all basically the same essence living inside different costumes, which have different colors, all of which are incredibly great. Why would you fight about what costume you're wearing? How dumb is that? So the media, you know, they can't be politically correct and push racism against people with dark skin right now. So they say, well, let's just push racism against people with light skin and also against males while we're at it and a bunch of other groups. And that will be called non-racism, because the only racism is against people with dark skin. Are we dumb enough to fall for that? No, don't answer. I mean, obviously, yes, but we have to wake up from that. So anyway, they're just openly pushing murder. And we have information that a lot of people openly involved in satanic worship and ceremonies are working for Planned Parenthood and other places that do the abortions. They're perfect for the job. I mean, they would probably pay to be there, but they get paid for doing what they are really into. And but what it comes down to, again, with this party line thinking, that if you're a Democrat, you got to be in favor of abortion and call it the woman's body. And if you're a Republican, you have to think that all environmental issues are stupid. And, you know, all these different party lines that you have to memorize according to which one you're in, they're all religions, right? The definition of which is something you can't question, or else if you do, you're bad. They're not logical. They're not common sense. Why would we have to have a label of a political party or left or right or anything like that? Doesn't that just put blinders on you and mean that you can't afford to look at anything outside that political party or, you know, label? So I guess maybe it's the convenience that you don't have to think. You just say, well, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. Here's my points of view on everything. Democrats don't know what's wrong with gun control. Republicans don't know what's wrong with, you know, a lot of things, but I keep coming back to the environmental issues that have an absolutely real basis. So if we gave up the party line thinking and just had common sense, then we could see what's obvious. And this lady that was Representative Tran that was proposing this bill to make it fine to abort a baby after it's born, she would be taken to a mental hospital because she obviously needs it. But she's not the only one. Everybody behind her, and there are people supporting these really unconscious representatives in government that are very aware of what they're doing and trying to destroy not only America but most of the world right now. And one of the levels they're trying to destroy it on is the ability to perceive what's positive and negative, and apparently they're doing a great job. Shouldn't be a partisan issue. And even, you know, even if you're against abortion for religious issues, what if you had been born in a place where you never heard of your religion? What if you were illiterate? Does that mean you wouldn't know what to think? I mean, you're not just an inanimate object able to memorize whatever your belief system is. You're supposed to have a connection internally that lets you see what's obvious. And in this case, when you look at a baby, you've seen pictures of baby, right? They're like small people, like about this big. And when you look at them, you know, you don't kill those. You don't kill babies or children. You take care of them. It's not very complex. And you don't need to be a member of the right religion to know that, or the right political party. So the theme here is, you know, I don't know how to put it in words. It's just like, wake up. And waking up, we'll get into that later, but waking up is not the ability to recite the bad things going on in the world. That's not what I'm talking about, although education is important. But I'm saying even an illiterate person should not have a problem figuring out whether aborting a baby is a good or a bad thing. And it doesn't matter whether you're right or left or anything like that. And the people who have gotten into Satanism, which is a huge number of people all over the world, certainly in America, but in places all over the world, they need to be warned that they think abortion is some kind of a sacrament. They're really happy that they have so much support from gullible people in the various political parties. But and they've said it on video. I mean, Alex has gone out to these protests, like in front of Planned Parenthood and things, and there are people trying to block the signs of the protesters and hissing, and I mean, it's just amazing. It's like they're playing a part in a kind of low grade play where they're supposed to be the Satanists. They're really doing it, and it's not fake. And they're saying, you know, they work in places like this on purpose, and they consider abortion as a sacrament, and the blood and everything. I mean, it's really bad. So to the people involved in that who are into Satanism, including the high-level ones who think they're really smart and that they're going to get some great reward for following that through, you guys are making a big mistake. What we do to other people, including the babies and the older people and adults and everybody, we're literally doing to ourselves. And it takes some perception and intelligence to figure that out. It's not just a belief. It's not something that you just say and it kind of sounds cool or something. It's literally true. And in the beginning, all of us are really not very aware, and we do things to other people. We say things that are unkind, that are not necessary. Stuff that we should be more aware of. And I've made as many of those mistakes as anybody. So I'm not speaking from some higher position, or I'm just saying, look, I made all those mistakes. Don't do it. It's really not worth it. Literally, well, not only in actions, but in words and in what you think and what you feel, what you project out to other people in action or otherwise, you're doing to yourself. Anybody that's finally able to grasp that, which we do eventually, you're not going to be a Satanist. You're not going to hurt anybody intentionally. Self-defense is something necessary. You must defend yourself or your family or your other innocent people. That defensive violence is necessary sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's unfortunate if you try everything else before that, but any kind of hurting anybody on any level that's not absolutely necessary defense, is we do it to ourselves, and then we get the results of that. So I guess, again, I'm looking at notes here because the time goes so fast and I tend to forget half the things I wanted to share with you and see what you think. But I just wrote down, you know, the question, why does just about every Democrat in America that I've talked to recently, they all support abortion? And I mean, is it just a coincidence they all happen to think that? I don't think so. I think it's what we've been talking about. And what I'm saying is Republicans aren't off the hook at all. A lot of them do realize that abortion is really bad, but they have no appreciation of the real environmental issues as a group. And again, the bottom line is drop the party line thinking. So no matter what group you're in, most people are in a religion or a political party, or they think of themselves as progressive or, you know, something, green or whatever. What if your group says something that's not true or it's not a good idea? Are you able to see it? Or do you just assume, well, then that's what I'm in favor of, or that's what I'm against? I'm saying that mentality is suicidal for a country or a planet. And it would be nice if we recover from it before life is exterminated on the planet, which is the goal of the very top level rulers. And we may have time to get into that at the end. So no matter what group we're in, we're individually responsible for seeing whether something is true or not and then living accordingly. And even if nobody agrees with you, you have to be true to yourself. And I think that is a much better idea than loyalty to any particular group, because what if the group goes crazy, or already did go crazy, which a lot of them have been infiltrated and ruined. Be brave. You know, it takes a lot more courage to stop and just calm down, stop with the mentality to kill the other group or whatever. Just drop it for a minute. Even if it's going through your mind right now, just let it drop. You can always start up with the fighting again. Don't worry, it's going to be there. But stop for a minute and say, wait a minute, am I brave enough to really look at whether whatever it is true or not true? And just do that with everything, so that your only motive is not to agree or disagree with any group. It's to say, look, we're all just trying to find out what's true. I don't really need to fight with anybody. Another issue this week that I think was very significant was the arrest of Roger Stone and multiplying investigations against the president and everybody that has been an associate of his, the numerous lawyers that he's got in all the city. And I mean the president of the U.S. I'm not naming him because the bots are also programmed to kick anybody off the these platforms if they mention the president of the U.S., but especially anything good about him, especially if it's true, you're gone if you do much of that. So you have to follow my indirect language, and I apologize for that. It shouldn't be necessary, but that's what's going on right now. So they're doing all kinds of investigations. The whole goal of them is, forget Russia. Everybody knows that was a scam from the beginning. The reason that the Democrats and the media that are allied with them made Russia a big deal is because Hillary and Mueller and some of their friends and allies were involved in massive corruption and scandal with Russia, actually giving them the rights to what's estimated to be about 20% of the U.S. A particular kind of uranium that's suitable for weapons. And Mueller was one of the primary people that was bringing samples to the Russian people. And so that's why they decided, oh, well, the best thing we can do is accuse the current president of being a Russian agent. That takes all the attention off of us. And the president was aware of that whole criminal network when he was campaigning, but he has not followed through. They should all be in jail by now. And it never happened. And a lot of stuff that he promised hasn't happened. And we'll get into that in a minute, too. As I said, I'm not an unalienable fan of any particular person. It's if they do good things, whether they're Democrats or whatever they are, then I'm going to say they're good things. And if they make mistakes or intentional mistakes and do bad things, then of course we have to say that right away. We don't have really a lot of time to waste, you guys, right now. And I have to realize this too. I shouldn't assume that we'll be here after today, because life on the planet is hanging by a thread in a lot of ways that you're not informed of if you listen to the media, but they're true. There's much more than we have time to get into here, but the basic thing that I brought up Roger Stone for is that any associate or employee or attorney or anybody connected with the president or who used to be is being attacked. A lot of them are having their offices raided, completely illegal. Okay, there's no probable cause of anything. They just get raided. They steal their computers, and then they look through the computers trying to find something they can call a crime. And pretty much anybody that got raided like that could be called a criminal, and they could find some kind of evidence, at least claimed to be evidence, in the computers and the emails and things like that from a person that really hasn't done anything bad at all. And a big part of what they hope to accomplish right now on the Democrat side is that if they could get rid of both the president and the vice president at once, which might be possible if they could prove that, or pretend to prove that, the Russians controlled the whole election, which is completely ridiculous and always has been. But if they could supposedly prove that with a corrupt bunch of judges, and maybe pay off some of the Republicans to support it, maybe they could get rid of both the president and vice president, in which case Nancy Pelosi, who needs to get serious mental help, you know, and has needed that for a long time, would become president. And she's not the boss of the party. Hillary definitely is above her. So she could appoint Hillary as the vice president in that scenario, since she's in line of succession right after the vice president. And then Pelosi could resign and Hillary would be president. Wow, that's just what she was upset about not accomplishing before. So that would be accomplished. Then we could go back to completely unquestioned open borders, free bus passes for the illegal aliens anywhere in the country, free welfare for unlimited numbers, millions of people could come in, the economy could be destroyed, the U.S. could go under supranational organizations like what was being planned with TPP and others, and it would be so hideous that the idea is that people would beg for world governments to save them, which is exactly where it's going, on the way to some things after that, too. So that's the plan. Don't worry, I am going to come to positive options at the end of this, but I just want to outline a few of the important trends that were happening during the week, because they're important trends and have to understand what they're really about. So anyway, that's all about Mueller's current illegal probe. It's illegal because it's unconstitutional. He didn't have free rein to just raid people and try to find a tax mistake or something like that. It was supposed to be about Russia, and it's not. And even that was a fraud from the beginning. So illegal raids, theft of computers, coercion, media collusion. Roger Stone had already given testimony to Congress and had offered them whatever documents they want to look at voluntarily. He didn't do anything that I've seen evidence of so far that was illegal or even ethically wrong at this point. Certainly nothing to do with Russia. And they want to find something, because then they figure that they can say, look, you have a choice, Roger. You can either make up something bad about the president that we might be able to use to get rid of him, or you can take 20 years in prison. It's totally up to you, whatever you want, free choice. That's what they're after. So his house was raided at 5:30 in the morning, August 29th. Armed agents, August 29th, no. I wanted to say it was by 29 armed agents and 17 vehicles that were there, and amphibious backup in the water behind his house, and battering ram ready in case he didn't open the door fast enough, which he just managed to do, jumping out of bed. CNN was given advance notice that they were going to put this show on, and they were given notice by the FBI that it was about to happen, which is a felony, but you'd have to have a judge that was not corrupt in order to hold them accountable for it. And the media made sure that the unconscious public would totally hate Roger Stone and try to kill him too, which they're now doing. And he's in danger wherever he goes, and so is his wife. That's the kind of operation they're running. So, you know, what's obvious in that is the corporate media, which, if you know what it is, it's owned by a few huge corporations that don't have your best interests in mind at all. That media is truly the enemy of the people. And they're allied with they've chosen the Democrat Party to focus on hating the president and also hating Russia. And you know, if they all get together to hate somebody, there may be something really good about that person or country. In the case of Russia, it's one of the countries that is not going as crazy as many of the others. They've banned GMOs for 10 years, and hopefully they'll do it permanently, but that hadn't occurred last I heard. They are supporting families in organic farming, and Putin's stated objective was to become the number one exporter of organic food in the world. And trying to get 5G out of the, even all the Wi-Fi out of the schools, that kind of radiation is really bad for people, but especially children. Russia was actually trying to do that. These are some of the reasons why they're hated and demonized. So Roger's arrest and the arrest of the various attorneys and other people like that are part of a step-by-step coup to get rid of the president. And one thing I forgot to mention about Putin was during the campaign, he made a big point of saying, look, we shouldn't be adversaries. We shouldn't be fighting. Russia's not communist anymore. It was really terrible, the Soviet Union under communism, but that's gone. And they're trying to do really good things in favor of freedom and health and things like that. And he said, why don't we be allies? And the president during the campaign was saying, yeah, that's what we should do. And that kind of an alliance of the two biggest nuclear powers in the world trying to work for peace and harmony and prosperity for everybody involved, that would be a really good thing. And finally, it took him 2 years to start advocating pulling out of these illegal wars in the Middle East. And as soon as he started doing that, saying he was going to leave Syria and leave Afghanistan, the Democrats and the corrupt Republicans started attacking him viciously. So his problem is he's really not being allowed to do what he said he'd do. Well, he's done a lot of it, but not nearly as much as he wanted to, and he's surrounded by traitors that are blocking his actions. He had said he was going to release, declassify all the FISA documents and a lot more, which obviously should have been done immediately, but that would have exposed the massive criminal organization that is the Democratic Party at the top and a bunch of foreign agents that were involved, including agents in the UK, and he's been pressured by everybody not to do that. And his own advisors and attorneys have been saying, don't do it. And he hasn't, you know, what he should have done is say, look, any advisors and attorneys who are going to recommend things that are really bad for our country and the world, you need to be fired right away. And I'm going to start talking to the public direct, not with the corrupt media. I'm under no obligation to have them there at all. They're all enemy agents. I'm going to go direct to the people at least once or twice a week and tell them openly everything that's happening. And that would bring down the chances of a successful coup dramatically. I don't know why he hasn't done that. Well, I do. It's because he still believes in expert advisors, like he has in corrupt generals and things like that. He keeps appointing their recommendations, which turn out to be the worst people imaginable, like this attorney general pick that he's done recently. Barr is horrible. The Democrats I've talked to think he's great because he wants to disarm people and kill the Second Amendment, and was a big friend of Mueller's, and he's a family friend, and is just about the worst pick you could get, and he should have been withdrawn. Even now, it's not too late. So, you know, my suggestion to president would be, do that now. Get somebody decent. Study on your own. Don't trust the experts. And I think the president is an expert in delegation and has been delegating in business to trusted employees before. But that's not the situation right now. I just got asked on the computer if I want to let a new program take over everything. And that's probably not a very good idea. Sorry for the interruption. So he hasn't released the documents. He really, really needed to do that. It would change things dramatically, increase his chances of survival. And also should have done something with the border situation on day one, because even then it was a true emergency. Nothing to do with race. This whole race nonsense brought up by the media and supported by most of the Democratic Party, again, is a complete fraud. You have to be almost totally unconscious to be a racist. I mean, it's really dumb. You know, none of us should have any trace of racism toward anybody. And the media wants you to think that only applies to people with darker skin. That's total nonsense. There shouldn't be racist against people with any color skin, yellow or red or white. I mean, I haven't actually met anybody that's got black or white skin, but any of these shades that everybody's costume is color different. This is a really dumb idea to like or not like somebody because of that. So we got to be smart enough to drop it. But the president should have built a wall starting on day one. He never needed Congress. That was an incredible scam. Hopefully he's going to, I think he's figured that out at this point, because he's mentioning at the end of another couple weeks or so that they're going to declare an emergency, which he should have done immediately, and start building the wall. It's not racist to build a wall. In fact, Laura Loomer, a great reporter, did a couple of wonderful demonstrations of that. She went to Nancy Pelosi's estate in Northern California with vineyards and this beautiful place with walls around it, of course. Nancy Pelosi is famous as the Democrat leader saying, a wall is an immorality. It's not a barrier between countries. It's an immorality. I didn't know that was a noun before in English, but I guess it is now. And so Laura Loomer she picked up some illegal aliens at a Home Depot and brought them with, nice people, and she brought them with her to Nancy's place. Nancy wasn't there. I think she was vacationing in Hawaii to enjoy the government shutdown, which the Democrats caused, by the way, out of the idiocy of not giving a little bit of money to secure the border, which is the president's duty. She brought them to Nancy's place, and I guess the caretaker was there or something. And she said, yeah, we're going to move in now, and we're setting up a tent city on your front lawn. I hope you don't mind, because you've welcomed us. California is a sanctuary state, and if there's an immorality, that is one. And she brought the illegal alien friends of hers onto the lawn in the front and says, we're going to live here now, and I'm sure Nancy won't mind. So they got arrested, and she got arrested, and the non-illegal aliens got arrested. And then she did the same thing at Gavin Newsom's house, the new mayor at his mansion, and said, we're moving into the front yard now, and I'm so glad that you let everybody know that unlimited numbers are welcome and that you have no problem with that and that any barriers are immoral. So she was arrested right away, but she was taken to... this is kind of humorous, actually, but it's an important demonstration. And she was taken to the Sacramento police station. And there were a lot of good police there, living in a state with a totally insane government that hopefully the people can get back. And they were all apologizing to Lauren, saying, we're really sorry that we had to arrest you. We'd all get fired if we didn't do it. But then they started chanting, build the wall, build the wall. And it was kind of funny, but it's only the top level rulers, or actually some of the local rulers too, that have just gone crazy with this. And I'm sure Nancy probably knows the wall really is a border between the U.S. and Mexico. It's so that you can decide who gets in and make it legal. It's not immoral. It's not racist. It's not stupid. It's not outdated. She also said, and other Democrats said, well, it's medieval. So it's this psyop game that they play on the public. Say, well, it's medieval, it must be bad, right? No, there's some medieval things that are actually really good. Like, for example, wheels. Those are useful, right? And they're not invented in the last 5 years. They came from a long time ago, and you can use them for a lot of good things. So it's just a word game. But I used to think that the Democratic Party in America was representing kindness and caring about everybody, especially people having a hard time for whatever reason, and that they were the non-race party and all these wonderful things. And I found out, at least right now, it's all the opposite, and they're pushing socialism and racism, especially against light-skinned people at the moment, and division of all kinds, and insurrection and insanity and violence. I mean, the governor of California, certainly Brown, and the new one who's following in his footsteps, the mayors of sanctuary cities and these people, they're all criminals. They should be indicted and arrested right away, or should have been a long time ago. And why that hasn't been done, that's another question. You know, I think that the president could do more with that if he just start dealing directly with the American people and say, this and this and this is what's happened this week. These people are threatening me if I go against their advice. These people are offering me bribes. These people are saying my family will be murdered or whatever. This is exactly what's happening. I'm just letting you all know. And this is my decisions. And this is why I'm doing it. I'm not a racist. Yeah, I'm this is him talking now, supposedly. He's hired so many so-called minorities that anybody, he's bought golf clubs that were keeping out people with dark skin and Jews, and he bought them and then let those people in so that everybody'd have a chance. I mean, it's the opposite of a racist. So that whole thing is a complete scam. The final issue, because we're almost out of time already. I wish we had more, but these are enough to get the general idea. Drop the party line thinking, right? Just be really interested in what's true and what's not true. Not memorize what's true. Just drop the preconceptions for a while. Go find out, because whatever's true is still going to be true. You don't have to fight anybody about it. I mean, the only time for fighting is self-defense that's legitimate. Any other time, we've all got the common issues. This party stuff is really stupid, and we're all humans. We should be figuring out how to make the world a healthier place on all levels. But in the couple minutes we got left, the final issue that I was going to look at, because there's an increasing emphasis and push on it right now. Some organizations with a lot of people, one with over a million that I know, is promoting this thing of the Green New Deal. The supporters include these environmentalist friends of mine, OCA and Organic Consumers and others, that I completely support their organizations and the idea of regenerative agriculture and beyond organic and all that stuff. I have been a really strong environmental supporter since the mid-1960s. I was involved with Organic Gardening Magazine when Robert Rodale was running it, and with Acres USA with Charles Walters, and Alan Chadwick's work at the university where I was a student in the 60s. So I'm not an anti-environmental person. But the current form of the Green New Deal is literally national suicide. It's a terrible thing. It's really bad for the country and the world. It should be. I wouldn't just drop it, though. I would fix it, because the parts of it are really good, which is that we need to move toward sustainable, truly sustainable, not Agenda 21 garbage, but really sustainable agriculture. And that means where the soil gets better and better each year, and the food that you grow is a superfood. I mean, how partisan is that? Why would Democrats understand that more than Republicans? It's nonpartisan. I really agree with Ronnie and OCA on that completely. So that's really good, and that should not be set aside. The work of OCA to make sure that the National Organic Program standards are not diluted is wonderful, and that's why I've had them on the show. But to tie that together, and before I say that, watching the time carefully, I think we really need an honest, transparent, non-government certification system. I don't trust the National Organic Program for a second. There's a lot of great people in it that are very sincere, but they're not in charge of the standards. And as Alexis Baden-Meyer, the political director of OCA, has reported, there are people who do have a hand in those standards who are from the chemical and commercial farming industry, not just commercial, but conventional commercial, using all kinds of poison. that have a hand in deciding what happens with those standards. So I think it's very precarious. I think that we need an honest, transparent, non-governmental certification system that should maybe be put in to the Green New Deal instead of combining it with other parts of it that are so terrible. What parts am I against? Well, universal basic income, we're going to run out of time here. I'm trying to talk fast. Universal basic income is a terrible idea. Why can't you guys get this? You're so brilliant with organic stuff and caring about people. Universal basic income is a massive trap with these big poison teeth on it, and you're walking right into it, and you're convincing young people to support it. Really not good. Whoever gives you your universal basic income, like, for example, a corrupt government, and the one we have is beyond corrupt, including the Democrats, especially the Democrats, so don't think that they're all really nice and good people. They can tell you what to do. For example, I'm not going to say the V word, I'm not going to fall for that, but they can say, oh, we have 300 mandatory injections that you're supposed to get from babies and including adults, because that's their plan. And just make sure that you get all your injections, and then we'll give you this month's universal basic income. No problem. Do you get it? That's why you never, never do that. They want massive tax increases, and they think it's just like the Communist Manifesto that Marx and Engels wrote. You have to have this graduated income tax to get rid of the evil rich people and to make everything fair and what, socially just and equal. And all. This is really dumb. We could do multiple programs on why it's dumb. It's not because I'm against the people that believe in this. I'm in favor of us being able to not just survive, but make the world a really good place. And these things are counter to that. Universal free healthcare is also a really horrible idea. And I know that most of the people supporting it are just uneducated. And they say, well, that's not my field. I just know that must be great because look at all these poor people who can't afford healthcare. You got to get educated if you want to make things work here. You can't just be knowledgeable about one area. Okay, the reason that universal healthcare, free healthcare especially, which is not free, it's paid for by the government, which pays for it by stealing everybody's money in the form of taxes, especially the evil rich people, right? Well, the really rich people at the top are not going to pay any of these taxes. I mean, wake up. They don't pay the taxes except in a token form when necessary. The people who are targeted as the rich people are the ones who are still somewhat successful. And when you destroy their businesses with massive tax increases, the economy gets destroyed and the poor people get wiped out. You've got to educate yourselves. I mean, I have great respect for the people I'm talking to here, but I want them to win and to get something through that's going to actually help the country. If you fall for this garbage with what the Green New Deal has become, you're going to have a hand in destroying the country. And it's pretty serious because you'd be responsible for that. They want massive increases in government, massive borrowing from the Federal Reserve. Now, if you want any kind of prosperity in your country, no matter what you call your system, you must get rid of the Federal Reserve. This is a long subject. But the Federal Reserve is not giving anything to the country. It's taking away the value of the money. And when you remove the value of the money by something euphemistically called inflation, then you can still have dollars. You can still have a whatever minimum wage you want, $1,000 an hour, so everybody would be rich, right? That's super stupid. And all it does is it changes the whole market and it eliminates the availability of goods. And it ends up so $1,000 an hour will buy as much as $2 an hour did before. You have to understand all about how that works. You don't have to be an economist. It doesn't have to be your specialty, but you've got to understand the basics. And if you don't, you're going to make big mistakes like trying to support the Green New Deal and this Sunrise Movement and everything. They're falling right into this trap. It's designed to ruin the country. And the people who are supporting it, thinking it's wonderful, are making a big mistake. So superficial thinking by environmentalists, and it could be fixed. We don't have to stop the Green New Deal. Just get rid of these bad connections that it's got. If we don't do that, the experiment of life on the planet's going to end in failure, and I don't want to see that. So, and that is the intent of the rulers. Total destruction, not just population reduction. They intend all life to be gone. And we can get into the detail of that if you're interested in it sometime. To wake up like we're talking about, which is the solution. I think you're the solution, whether you're the environmentalist or the Republican or the person who's wanting smaller government, whoever you are, educate yourself, not along party lines. Just have the criterion, I want to know what's true. Has to be a broad education, specialization, like we're being pushed into in modern education, is disaster. And then self-awareness has to follow that. And if you want to do it on your own, great, but start now. If you want to do it with us, check out planetaryhealingclub.com. That's where the access to the club is. And you can follow our projects at lostartsradio.com. Videos on many platforms for as long as we don't get banned, which we aren't quite yet. Sunday show tomorrow, blogtalkradio.com, and many video platforms. This with Ryan Slabaugh, a great man at Acres USA that I've been involved with for a long time. As an environmentalist since the 60s, I told you that. And just be aware of this movement to back the Green New Deal as it is. It's very, very dangerous, counterproductive. Most of the people at the top of it won't talk to me. They just ignore my attempted communication. They think I'm trying to argue with them. I have no interest in that. I'm trying to help them fix it so that the results are good. As it is, it's going to be really bad. So I'm just saying, if any of you guys are listening, why don't we just talk about it? I'm not out to have any side win. It's nothing like that. I just want it to work. And connected with socialism as being pushed by Michael Moore and Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. And these people are either deluded or they're malicious or both. And you guys need to not go along with that, because our goal is not for one side to win. Our goal is for all life on Earth to win. And we could still do that. It's not too late. Somebody asked me this week, how do we survive if we don't promote products or anything? Do we take donations? Yeah, but only if you want us to still be here. Like, if you think that we're doing a good job or any of this is valuable, please, you know, donate if you can to the donate button at lostartsradio.com. We'd really appreciate it. Almost all the work I do is unpaid. We're involved in a lot of projects that I think are really important. The goal of all of them is not partisan at all. It's so that people can be okay. Other life forms are okay. The biosphere is really suffering right now, on the verge of multiple extinctions that are happening all the time. We're trying to, you know, get beyond that and have a good outcome and a better future. Socialism is a trap. Don't fall for it. So is the Green New Deal as it's written now. Wake up, because you can make it a good thing. And that's what I'm suggesting. And for all of the rest of us, all of us, I think the bottom line is nonpartisan thinking. Recognize it's not about philosophy or party affiliation or any of that garbage. It's on a really deep level. We're not even these bodies. We're what is animating these bodies. Some people have called it consciousness. And we're so tied together, so much the same on a lot of levels, that we're not just one family. We're like one being, really, at the deepest level. We need to help each other. And then there's no difference between selfless and selfish work. If you help somebody else with good intent, you're literally helping yourself. So, you know, understanding that, we'd all naturally want to do it. Thanks for spending the time with us. I really appreciate it. Hope everything goes great for you, and that you can look beyond the partisan stuff and the arguments and the debates, and just put all that aside. You can go right back to it if you want. And we all realize we all have the same objective. We should cooperate and make it happen, and I think we still can. So I'll see you next time.